Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Voltas Limited conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome on behalf of DAM Capital to the Voltas Limited 2Q FY25 earnings call. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Pradeep Bakshi, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Jitendra Verma, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nikhil Chandrana, Head Corporate Finance, and Mr. Vaibhav Vora, Head Treasury. At this point, I'll hand over the floor to the management for the initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
This is Jitendra Verma. I'll be taking a few minutes to give you an analysis of results, and then we will take the questions answer along with our MD and CEO, Mr. Pradeep Bakshi, who is also on the call. So as you are all aware that global growth remained resilient despite a sluggish outlook for the Eurozone and China, stronger than expected growth in the United States among advanced economies, along with robust performance in India within developing economies, is sustaining overall growth momentum. However, uncertainties stemming from disruptions in production and shipping, geopolitical conflicts and extreme weather events, upcoming U.S. elections may influence the global economy in the near term. Domestically, the economy is projected to grow between 6.5% and 7% in FY25. Rural demand is improving, driven by high FMCG sales, while urban consumer sentiment appears to be softening. The recent surge in inflation can be attributed to a temporary spike in prices. However, core inflation remains within a comfortable range, and several food items such as pulses have declined in price due to government initiatives. In the current quarter, considering underlying global and domestic factors, the Reserve Bank of India has shifted its stance to neutral, focusing on inflation targets while supporting growth. Nevertheless, inflation projections may face headwinds from renewed volatility in commodity prices, particularly due to fiscal stimulus in China, which could impact the RBI's inflation targets and potential rate cuts. Voltas has delivered another remarkable quarter. Two quarters ago, the company achieved the milestone of selling 2 million air conditioners within a 12-month span. Impressively, this achievement was reached in just 8 months during this calendar year 2024, highlighting strong market demand for the company's products and a year-to-date growth of 52% at this time. During the traditionally lean monsoon season in the current quarter, Voltas reported a 15% growth compared to the same quarter last year, despite a higher base. The unitary cooling products division continued to outperform the market, maintaining its growth momentum with an overall volume increase of 56% over the previous 6 months period. For the 6 months ending September 30, 2024, the company achieved a 33% increase in consolidated total income, reaching ₹7,726 crores, up from ₹5,794 crores in the same period last year. Profit before tax surged by 128%, climbing to ₹657 crores compared to ₹288 crores previously. Net profit after tax also experienced significant growth, reaching ₹468 crores, up from ₹165 crores in the corresponding period last year. This marks the highest half-yearly profit in the company's history. Earnings per share for face value per share of ₹1 for the 6 months period ended September 30, 2024, was rupees 14.15 compared to rupees 5.02 in the same period the previous year. In the same quarter, consolidated total income grew by 15%, reaching rupees 2,725 crores compared to rupees 2,364 crores in the same quarter last year. Profit before tax surged by 142%, increasing to rupees 205 crores from rupees 85 crores. Net profit after tax saw a substantial rise, climbing to rupees 133 crores from rupees 36 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Earnings per share for the quarter ended September 30, 2024 was rupees 4.05 compared to rupees 1.11 in the same period previous year. During the quarter ending September 30, 2024, the Board of Directors approved a long-term incentive scheme for 2024 aimed at driving company performance and retaining key talent. This scheme, which commenced in the financial year 24-25, would end in the financial year 26-27, has resulted in a provision being added to employee benefits of rupees 24 crores for the first 6 months in the current quarter, which moderately impacted the bottom line. These actuarial valuations will be reassessed periodically. Overall, the corporate balance sheet remains healthy. A snapshot of our results for this quarter and for the financial year is already aware to you guys. In segment A, in the unitary cooling products, the second quarter typically marks a lean period. The early heat wave in the northern regions helped sustain the growth momentum in the company's air conditioning business. However, persistent rains across country during this quarter slowed industry progress. Despite these challenges, the segment performed relatively well, reporting revenue growth of 30% compared to Q2 FY24 and 44% compared to H1 FY24. All products within the room air conditioner category experienced strong demand, driven by consumers' desire for comfort and convenience. Both window and split air conditioners saw robust growth, with demand emerging from across the country. The premium segment, particularly five-star rated products, continued to thrive, leading to an improved overall sales mix for Voltas. With the new facility operational, we aim to enhance sales and service through our extensive distribution network. Leveraging our supply chain has enabled us to maintain our leadership position with an exit market share of 21% as of September 2024. Over the past few quarters, we have consistently strengthened our brand proposition and product placement across all channels. During the season, our performance in the RAC segment has remained strong. We also noted significant volume growth in other cooling products, including air coolers and commercial refrigeration items. The commercial refrigeration industry currently faces headwinds due to a reversal in the capital expenditure cycle after 2 to 3 years of consistent growth. Products such as chest freezers and chest coolers have reported moderate growth. Nonetheless, demand for water coolers and dispensers within this category has remained supportive. Thanks to our new plant and a higher base from the previous year, commercial refrigeration products showed a healthy performance. Our new offerings in cold room and medical refrigerations are gaining traction, bolstered by a solid order book. While revenue growth was commendable, challenges in the market stemming from reduced capital expenditures by customers have led to a decline in margins during this quarter. The air cooler and water heater categories continued to outperform, achieving substantial growth compared to the previous year. Strong sales in the first half, coupled with healthy order commitments from our channels, set the stage for an exciting year. Aggressive initiatives to expand our distribution network combined with quality products and favorable climatic conditions have helped us establish a robust foothold this season. Our new cooler models were well received, further fueling growth in this category. Recent reports indicate that our market share has grown to 11.11% exit September, positioning Voltas as the number two brand in September 2024. In the water heater segment, partnerships with distributors and sub-dealers have also contributed to strong performance. The commercial air conditioning, CAC vertical, maintained steady performance during the quarter, driven by sales of VRF, cassette, and ducted ACs. The higher volume of margin-accretive product sales, value engineering initiatives, and the current mix of AMC jobs have positively impacted our bottom line. Consumer-centric financing schemes significantly contributed to sales growth this season. However, elevated commodity prices and a depreciating USD-INR exchange rate have affected profitability. Our investments in VTL advertising have helped keep margins steady, aligning with our expectations. Simultaneously, various value engineering initiatives and cost control measures contributed to stable margins. In summary, segment revenue grew remarkably by 45%, reaching 5,384 crores, up from 3,723 crores during the same period last year. The segment result increased by 48%, amounting to 443 crores compared to 300 crores in the corresponding 6 months of the previous year. For the quarter ending September 2024, segment revenue grew by 31%, totaling 1,582 crores compared to 1,209 crores in the same quarter last year. The segment result for the quarter was 116 crores, up from 93 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. On the capacity expansion front, we are pleased to report that production at our new factories in Chennai and Vadodara is progressing as planned. These facilities provide us with strategic advantages in location, enabling us to effectively cater to markets in South and West Asia. Segment B for electromechanical projection services. The segment revenue for the quarter was 880 crores compared to 924 crores in the previous year's corresponding quarter. The segment result for the quarter stood at a positive 46 crores, a significant improvement from a loss of 49 crores during the same period last year. Over the 6 month period, segment revenue increased by 14%, reaching 1,829 crores compared to 1,603 crores in the same time frame last year. The segment result also turned positive, amounting to 114 crores, a substantial turnaround from a loss of 101 crores last year, primarily due to provisions made on receivables. During the current quarter, heavy rainfall affected project execution across all verticals, leading to marginal growth for the business. Delay in job progress and collections from government tender jobs impacted profitability. However, domestic business performance for the 6 months showed improvement. A focus on collection of dues and better working capital management has resulted in strong profit growth. The business anticipates a return to normal execution levels and aims to achieve its targets and growth by the year end. For the domestic project segment, we secured an order of 822 crores, with the current order book standing at 5,014 crores. In the international project sector, operations in the UAE and Saudi Arabia continued to perform well, driving the revenue growth. Strong project execution has ensured robust bottom-line performance as well. We have adopted a cautious approach to order booking during the quarter. As of September 30, 2024, the carry-forward order book for international business stood at 2,473 crores, predominantly in the UAE and Saudi regions. The total carry-forward order book for the segment was 7,487 crores as of the same date. Segment C, Engineering Products and Services. This segment faced certain challenges during the quarter. While revenue increased to 308 crores from 277 crores the previous year, segment reserves fell to 84 crores from 108 crores during the same period last year. For the quarter, segment revenue grew by 9%, reaching 147 crores compared to 134 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. The segment result for the quarter was rupees 40 crores, down from 54 crores the previous year. The mining and construction vertical showed positive momentum on the new pipeline, ensuring continuity in operation and maintenance jobs, as well as sales of power screen machines. However, challenges in revenue mix and job renewals at healthy margins limited the ability to translate top-line growth into EBIT. The textile industry faced headwinds due to fluctuations in cotton and yarn exports. Consequently, capital expenditure across the sector decreased, leading to reduced utilization level for spinners and a corresponding decline in demand and margins for our agency business. Despite these challenges, our after-sales and post-spinning business showed positive performance. Voltas Deco. Our joint venture, Voltpack Home Appliances Private Limited, also emerged as a beacon of growth, a volume growth of 54% in the first half of the year. This was complemented by a significant increase in market share in the refrigerator and washing machine categories year over year. As of YTD September 2024, our market share improved to 7.5% for washing machines and 5% for refrigerators. The home appliances industry in India experienced steady growth, driven by demand for both large and small appliances. However, as compared to industry, Voltas Beko voiced a strong growth by offering an impressive product range to meet consumer needs. The launch of the Harvest Fresh campaign, along with enhanced social media efforts, focus on e-commerce, exhibitions and dealer meetings, significantly boosted overall business performance. Improved traction from modern trade has further supported this growth. In terms of profitability, increased volume has led to a gradual reduction in losses. Voltpack continues to work towards minimizing loss per unit, aiming for EBITDA break-even in the coming future. Voltpack remains committed to enhancing its market presence across various product categories through customized market penetration strategies and growth initiatives. These efforts include expanding distribution reach, adopting channel-specific tactics to enhance market presence in key regions, and maintaining a strong focus on boosting e-commerce and omni-channel development. On the cost front, localizing production for a larger portion of its product portfolio, implementing product efficiencies, value engineering, and optimizing the product mix have contributed to a positive outlook for the company. The period from October to December, that is quarter 3 FY25 for the company, is generally a lean season for cooling products due to winter. However, the onset of the festive period may bring an early surge in demand in part of the quarter. It will be interesting to observe the interplay of various factors, including inflation, fluctuations in crude oil prices, currency behavior, and geopolitical challenges. The current economic environment is marked by uncertainty and volatility. Inflation remains a focal point, influencing future monetary and non-monetary actions that will impact overall economic growth and consumer demand in the upcoming quarters. Nevertheless, we remain optimistic given the supportive factors for the businesses we operate in. Thank you. Maybe we can open it for question answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. A gentle reminder to participants that they may limit their questions to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nitin from Axis Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking the question. Just as you articulated, market share coming back, as you stated in the press release, and the primary growth looks pretty promising. Can you talk about a little how the secondary market has gone during this quarter? I understand this is something, not a season, but generally if primary has been on such a higher side, how has the secondary market? And number two, given festive, you already seen, must have seen last 10, 15 days or 20 days of festive, how has been the response, on overall sentiment-wise on the product itself and how you're doing it? That's my first question.
Will I answer?
Yes, sir. Then I'll take up the second question. Yeah.
Okay. What do you want? You want to go ahead with the question or I answer one by one?
So one by one, if you say so.
So I go ahead. Firstly, you asked about the secondary sales. So, this year, right from the March onwards, of course, last 7-8 months, the sales have been brisk. And the market share which we are sharing with you, that's the secondary sales market share only.
Right.
Which is by third party syndicated research international agencies.
Right.
So that shows that we have continued to do well by clocking in 21% market share exit September. So this shows the sales has been quite robust. It's not that, we are just pumping in material in the market or we are doing only primary. Secondaries have also been happening equally good that for the better. Also, for your information, if you wanted to know as to how Diwali, period festivity is being happening around us. The kind of AC business is not, it doesn't give a great numbers during the festival period. However, it is more of a other appliances, refrigerators, washing machines, and also we continue to do pretty well on our appliances segment, water, deco, range of products. And we have clocked very good numbers even during October period also, because Diwali sales start happening from September onwards. It is even 30 days in advance, actually, generally we take as we say. So November 1st or 30th, or whatever may be the Diwali, whatever we are counting as. So this last 1 month, appliances sales has been very brisk. All appliances across, both have done very well. ACs also have done well compared to last year. We have continued to grow. But more to talk about, we are currently talking about quarter two and half yearly results. So our primaries and secondaries have done well. Yes, of course, in the quarter two, because of rains actually in several parts of the country and extended rains, I'll say this time, bit of a disruption was there in certain areas. However, overall, we have done pretty well for ourselves as a brand, and even industry has done reasonably okay. Everybody has shown growth, whatever numbers we have seen for most of the brands. So that's the answer for your question.
Okay. So why I asked specific AC, because when we were talking to few channel partners and all, surprisingly, they are talking about October festive is some 20-25% growth in AC. So I was pretty surprised to hear that. So I thought I'll ask you if
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm comparing my growth.
Getting
earlier
it.
Earlier months, right from March until May, June, I was growing 70-80-100%.
Got it.
Compared to that, 24% is a bit muted growth for me. But yes, looking at, I don't count very high on the, festival period for the ACs, to be honest. All along, I've seen for last 4 decades, I've been into market. ACs do well only largely during the summer period only.
Sir, second, in terms of getting...
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Nitin, can you please fall back in the question?
All right. Okay, I'll come back in the game.
The next question is from the line of Somil from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Good question. First, in terms of Voltas, now obviously we have alluded to, you know, variety market share both in there as well as washing machine. But the, you know, losses, while they have come on, and they continue to be at a 30 crore, you know, on a quarterly basis. Now, you know, 2 years or 3 years out, at what revenue threshold or at what market share you believe that you can
achieve? I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of echo in this call. Earlier on, we were very clear with the first questions, but now I'm not able to hear. I'm not sure why, whether my colleagues are able to hear them properly.
Sorry, is it better?
Hello?
Hello?
If somebody can repeat that question to me, or maybe in case Jitendra, you have been able to hear, you may like to start.
No, I could also not hear. There was a lot of voice from his background, so I could not hear.
Echo, a lot of echo is there in his phone.
Yeah.
Sir, is this better?
No, it's same.
I'll probably patch it again.
Yeah.
You can call from the main phone rather, if you're using a speaker or a headphone probably.
Hello. Is this better, sir?
Yes, it's better.
Yeah, so two questions. First one, in Voltas, now obviously you have alluded to the, you know, market share going up both in AC, both in ref as well as washing machine. But the losses seems to be at, you know, 30 crore on a quarterly basis. Now at what revenue threshold or at what market share you believe you can achieve a break even? That's my first question. Any broad indication on that?
So, you know, firstly, as we said, in initial 3 years, we are investing into the brand actually. And we are building the revenue and the numbers. Yes, I would believe that, you know, very soon we are likely to reach 10% market share in the washing machine and probably 7-8% in the refrigerator segment, because we are already 5 and roughly 7.5-8, it's been hovering around month on month in the washing machine. And in case you talk about only semi automatic washing machine, it's been well above 14-15% all along across this, month after month for almost a year now. So I think, you know, when we overall from the washing machine segment, we by probably next year, we should see, you know, some EBITDA positive. That's what we had committed to the NVAs, given the guidelines also. We've been working towards it. Probably in a year's time, we should cross these, you know, threshold numbers, which I'm saying, roughly 8-10% market share in both the categories. And from there onwards, probably you will see a better result on that front. Yes, of course. But these are per design, as per design only. We design that we are going to invest into the brand. So you will see that we have been continuously building network. We are continuously building the campaigns, you know, making the consumers aware about the category, about the products which we have been offering. Our products have been accepted very well. No complaints whatsoever from any segment. All the channel partners across segments, across channels, including e-commerce, including modern trade, including organized trade, everywhere this product seems to be doing very well. As of now, so hopefully we'll get good news very soon.
Yeah. Somil, just to add to what Mr. Bakshi has said, you know, we have always been maintaining that somewhere in this year we should break even in EBITDA, and that is looking highly likely, and as is also evident by the fact that with higher volumes, our losses per unit are also coming down gradually. And if I were to actually put a number, I would say somewhere closer to 2,500, 2,600 crores kind of a turnover, we should be definitely breaking even. But don't take my, you know, this as a gospel truth, because there can be many factors which work on this. But generally speaking, at this number, we should be starting to break even. And also the market shares we have.
Perfect. And so my second and last question now, obviously, once the new plant, which is already operation in Tamil Nadu, in year two or year three, what could be the utilization rates in the volume sold, any broad number? And subsequent to that, what could be the broad margin differential versus where we are today?
So let me answer to this. You know, if you look at our sales, current sales, it's well past, you know, 2 billion in the first 240 days of this year, and we've been growing at a pace of almost 50% in this category, in the room air conditioner, for which we have set up this Chennai factory. So if we continue to grow with this pace, we are likely to cross 2.5-3 million very soon. So this particular factory, what we have set up, is only at the moment 1 million units. And my existing factory in Pantanagar is able to produce about 1.4, 1.5 million. So put together as it is, I am running short of, you know, the capacity, and we are augmenting it further. Probably we are very soon going to take it to 1.5 million and 2 million by 26. So therefore, it will just be sufficient for my needs. So when you're talking about full capacity, it has to any which way run on the full capacity and continue to cater to the demand, and that's the ask and the obligation on that factory. So you don't worry, this will be running at full capacity, and this full capacity will be utilized also. Coming back to you say, how the profitability is going to improve through the factory. Honestly speaking, I am not looking at, you know, I'm not greedy by setting up this factory. I want to first fulfill the consumer requirement. I want to provide comfort and convenience to my consumers first. And profitability has been reasonably good as of now. And I'm not hazard about that, to be honest. First need is to fulfill the requirement and expand the market. That's what, you know, guidance, and I've been providing you this input all along. Our endeavor is to expand the market continuously, because India's penetration level is pretty, pretty low as compared to similar kind of geography with similar kind of, you know, population base and consumption base, China, if you look at. So we need to expand the market. Our, you know, owner, it's our, you know, ownership on the brand, which is a leading brand, to expand the market and to please provide the, you know, comfort to the consumers. That's the objective of this factory. And we've been giving reasonably good profit to the investor. So I don't think we should be haggled about that.
But sir, directionally, try to assume that the margin is likely to be high.
Saumil sir, can you please fall back in the question?
No worries. No. Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Sun Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Two questions, then I'll come back in queue. Firstly, again on Walt Beko, I take your point, sir, but just to help us understand more, at what gross margin we operate this business and what specific steps are we taking to make it profitable? How much capital we have deployed so far in this business? This is first question.
So I think, you know, partly we have already, between me and my CFO, we've answered on to this, how we are, when we make it profitable, etc. I think it was answered. If you're asking about what kind of gross margins we've been making on this category, so different products make different kind of gross margins. It ranges between, I think, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere Jitendra can add to it, roughly around 10-12% to 15-18% type margins are there in each of the categories. And as we said, is, you know, EBITDA positive, EBITDA break even we're going to make probably this year, by this year end. That's the endeavor at the moment, and that's what we are trying for. And profitability, as we said, is in terms of revenue, my colleague has said something 2500 odd crores or so, whatever, whenever we touch. Last year we've done about 1500 crores. This year most probably we will cross three. Well, we'll be close to the number which Jitendra said, and next to next year we are growing very fast in this category. Also, we are the fastest growing brand, so you can be rest assured we will be profitable in this category. So this is initial investment, you know, formative years where you need to build a brand, because, you know, we are a bit late entering into the category. You will appreciate that there are mighty, you know, Koreans and, you know, other brands are available, Chinese brands are available, and American brands are available. So we have to make our mark into the industry first. And we have to expand this industry also, because this industry has also been not growing with that speed. So our endeavor would be to grow this industry also. We've been doing about, you know, 13, 14 million, 15 million refrigerators all along. You look at AC, how fast is it going? A couple of years back, we were 5, 6 million. We are going to cross 14, 15 million now.
How much capital we have deployed in the business, sir?
I think the Volta Deco, Jitin, correctly, it's about 1300 crores, if I'm not mistaken, macro level?
Yes,
1300. Yeah, about 1300.
Put together by both partners, out of which 50% is by Tata's, including Volta's and Tata Investment, and 50% by the partners. In the similar proportions, 49% by Arctic Deco and Cost Group by 1%. That's how it is.
Yeah, it is 1300 crores, yeah.
Yeah. And,
All right, I have follow up on this. I'll come back. But second question is on the raw material side, sir. If I see from last from Q1, there is slight gradual inch up in raw material cost. So do you think the market is ready to absorb that cost, or we may see some challenges in coming quarters in terms of passing on that raw material?
No, the raw material, you see, I'm sure you know that in all the categories, including air conditioners, refrigerator, washing machine, we, you know, get the pricing by some, you know, percentage point, because raw material cost, yes, you're right, you're obviously very right, it's gone up a bit in last 2 months. So we have passed on part of it already. And we will continue to see, continue to observe. Partly, we are trying to cover up through value engineering in our factories as to how can we minimize the cost, you know, of production. And similarly, you know, part of it in case needs to be passed on, we passed on also, and we'll continue to do so depending upon how we can mitigate that. Of course, the brand cannot absorb everything. Something has to be passed on to the market as well.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the domestic side of the EMPS business. Now, historically, in the past couple of quarters, we've seen quite strong growth and honestly very bullish commentary as well. But this quarter in the domestic side, the growth has just been 6%. I understand the incessant rains could be a factor, but could there be a possibility that there's some slowdown in certain projects that we are executing? And on a related note, how do you see order book execution for domestic business in the second half? That's my first question.
Natasha, to answer that very quickly, I mean, I think in your question itself, the answer was there, the incessant rains. That is the real reason, and I will therefore call it a kind of a one-off thing. And the H1 was good. We don't have any issues on that. Yes, slightly bit of a lesser growth than as we have been showing. But the H2, we should be able to recoup all these things, because in the projects business, sometimes we don't have to look at it, you know, quarter to quarter, because different projects have different kind of speed. And therefore, on a yearly basis, we should be able to recoup, and the order picking on the domestic side also has been really good, and we have picked up some nice good margin orders. And this has also been our strategy to be selective and pick up only those orders which we believe are having good you know, KYC and all those factors. So we have been on track for that.
So let me add to what Mr. Verma has said is, you know, order pad has been reasonably healthy. It is at the same number as it was last year, and 31st March. We are about hovering around 5,000 odd crores worth of order pad with us. And, you know, while we have said that, you know, during the rainy season, there is always a bit of a disturbance because, you know, right of way, et cetera, times is not available, and therefore you cannot complete those deadlines, et cetera. However, if you look at H1 numbers, we've been way ahead of our commitments and numbers and targeted numbers in this category. S2 also looks very promising. We have got very healthy orders from, you know, Tata Electronics worth almost, you know, 1,000 odd crores, which we need to execute during the course of next few months. So I think we have got, you know, very good order bad, and I'm very confident and bullish on that segment as well, domestic project business. We will do well in this segment as well.
Understood, sir. So that helps. And my second question is on the REC side. While you've mentioned earlier in the call that there was tertiary demand in the sense that end consumer demand did pick up, sir, I was just wondering, in a lean quarter like a Q2, when practically your August and most of your July was also completely washed out because of rains, still we've had healthy growth in the REC category. So, sir, should we read it as there could be some bit of channel filling also because inventory was low? And if that has happened, how do we see the near term? Because now we enter quarters wherein we'll sit at very high bases. So what is the kind of growth that we can expect in the second half from RAC as a category?
Natasha, we, in my report, in my initial comments, I mentioned that we did exit in September of 21% market share. So when we are reporting that, that's the secondary data only which we pick up from the market. And that will also show you that secondaries have been doing pretty well. Of course, there would be some, stocking up, but those are like normal levels. It is not that people are or the dealers are building up unprecedented inventories or anything. And this market share data actually alludes to that fact. I'll let Mr. Bakshi add to your question.
Yeah, I think actually, you know, the market knows the dealers are very smart people. These are, you know, two businessmen, and they understand what to stock up, what not to stock up. The history shows the, there is a greater demand of appliances. Therefore, they invest more into the other appliances than the air conditioner during this period. So I don't think, but of course, they need to prepare themselves for the each category, and therefore air conditioner also, they would have kept in stock and they have been able to sell and liquidate part of it. I'm not too sure that inventory is being built up in the channel. And going forward also, right from, you know, now another 2-3 months, February onwards, the season picks up. And of course, you know, west and south, there is a second summer also in October, November. So October, November, west has done very well for us actually, you know. My north, of course, I can understand because of, Diwali festival and all, there is a more focus towards the appliances. But west and south, the second summer catches up and there is demand of compressor products there. So I don't think I'm worried about any stock, and I've not been reported as of now by my team total that there has been additional stock or high stock in the marketplace. So you can be rest assured that we'll continue to do well in the next 2 quarters as well.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. Your team, a very happy Diwali, sir.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And same to you guys also.
The next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for taking my question. Most of my questions have been answered. One question on the engineering product side. So our profitability, which used to be in that range or band of 33-35% at an EBIT level, had come off to 27-28% in the first half. Is it because of the fact that the profitability in the textile side is generally way better than that of the mining side? That is the major reason, or is there something else that we need to read into it? And how sustainable, or should we read like the margin should be in this band at least this year to 27-28%?
So textile machinery, you know, it is having a little bit of a challenge at the moment because, you know, Bangladesh, because of, you know, tensions there, Bangladesh, a lot of yarn goes to Bangladesh, you know, and that was actually had come to a halt there. That's one. Secondly, yarn prices also had suffered, and therefore the margins have shrunk during this period. Looking at, you know, even the policies, etc., probably we are presuming that the margins are going to be around this level for next few months until situation starts picking up. Yarn prices needs to be corrected, and of course the, you know, Bangladesh starts operating in the normal fashion. That will be the ray of light for this particular category. But it's been a healthy number. We have been delivering about 100-odd crores for last 2 years. This year also is slightly lower than the previous number or the budgeted numbers. But we are likely to catch up in the game by the year because we are focusing on vast value-added services. Also, past, you know, say is also, you know, doing the energy audit for the textile mills. So my team gets engaged whenever this kind of, you know, situation comes. Now we start doing some other things which, you know, continues to give us some revenue and profit, which makes up for the a bit of a loss which may happen because of all these events. So don't be worried. Actually, we are reasonably placed in this category as well. And by the year end, we should be, you know, well close to our targeted numbers.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keyur Pandya from ICICI Prudential. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, one question. So on the UCP margin side, I mean, you mentioned last quarter that industry has increased the prices near the end of the season, and year over year 30% kind of growth. And despite that, if margins are lower Q on Q, if you can just throw some light on what is driving the margins in this narrow band. Is it competitive pricing or this OPEX of the new plant or something else? And in that backdrop, how should we think of margins going ahead also?
There are a couple of reasons I'll cite, and then I'll request my colleague Varmaji to answer them. You know, yes, there are a gamut of reasons for this. One, as we explained in Excel also, that we have additionally provided for long-term incentive for our, you know, team, you know, for the team, because, you know, to continue to keep them motivated and highly charged up to continue to keep giving us growth. So that's an additional number which has come in this quarter. Despite the fact, yes, of course, we have passed on some cost to the market, but same time, this is an additional cost which has come up, and for both, complete H1 has been put into this quarter only because the scheme got finalized and approved by the board now only. So that's one piece. Secondly, of course, you know, there are some investments being made, but of course, we have not taken any depreciations as of now. I don't think maybe Jitendra Verma will correct me or add to this. So that's one part. But thirdly, of course, you know, because of lesser volume, so, you know, this cost doesn't get absorbed. You know, there is a number which needs to be operated upon. So quarter one is huge. Quarter two is very less as compared to that. So therefore, you cannot presume similar kind of margins in quarter two. Quarter two margins, you could compare with last year also. Last year also, you can see and compare. Margins were about the same level in this quarter. So I think that's the answer for myself. Jitendra, in case you want to add to this.
Yeah, sure. See, we have to also see that we are building up for future growth. So therefore, we are investing in ISDs also, you know, which are our in-shop demonstrators. So that's one part of the thing. And we have kept, even during the lean season, we have continued to work with them. And as Mr. Bakshi said, long-term incentives for our employees, like it's sharing of things with our employees as well. We also mentioned in my speech that the commercial refrigeration bit, which is part of the UCP, didn't really come up to the party for this quarter, and we are seeing a bit of challenge there. Yes, depreciation impact has been there, but I wouldn't say that that's anything major on the RAC side. Commodity prices also have been slightly bit up during this period, which we couldn't, you know, pass on. So all that thing impacted, but the margin was not very big drop. And as we have been saying, that rather than focusing on, you know, these quarterly minor adjustments on these kind of margins, I think we should look at the rupee profit rather than a margin percentage. And if you would look at and focus on that rupee profit, we have done pretty well, and these numbers are really remarkable in that sense.
So sum and substance of what both of us have said is we continue to invest in brand promotion, you know, and also on building the and expanding the market and building the market share, and also on our team to keep them motivated, engaged, and charged up. We're investing into all these things, and this is what is going to pave the way for our success in the coming years. So that's what it's an investment, and I don't think, you know, we should be hazard about that as well. And I'm sure all of you would be happy the kind of results the team has put up. The Volta team has put up in the first half is unprecedented. You know, I've been for about almost 24, 25 years with this organization. This is absolutely awesome numbers which team has been able to put up.
Understood, sir. Just last and second question on the commercial refrigeration. So you mentioned that it did not pick up the way it was expected. So is it because of the some product gaps or basically internal reasons or there is... slowdown at the macro level or industry level?
See, the part of this category, like, you know, James also said in the beginning, water coolers and water sensors, water cooling products have done well. However, part of this commercial application, which is freezers and bottle coolers, etc., have not been, you know, doing well. This is the industry, and that's what I have been given. And when we get to see results of the other people, also will get to know more about it. But this is the feedback which I have been gathering from the market and from my team. The demand for this category is being a bit subdued because CapEx has been put on a bit of a hold at the moment. Because last 2 years, you know, it's a cyclic sort of a business. People invest into this category 2, 3, 4 years, and again, bit of a slowdown. Like that, you know, this continues, the cyclical nature of this business. And therefore, this is a bit of, but however, still we've registered some growth in this, not that we've grown. I think about 13-14% growth we registered in H1. So that's a bit of a consolation to me overall in this category. And however, yes, when we compare with air conditioner growth or other appliances growth, which is more than 50%, which is a bit muted growth, that I agree with you. However, we are happy because probably our market share, we have continued to remain leader in this category. Most of the category freezers, we have been about 35 and 37% all along in this category for last several years. Water dispenser, we've been more than 55-60% in this category all along. Water coolers, we've been more than 40-45% market share. So I think we continue to do well in this category as well. But yes, of course, relative performance, if we compare with other categories, it's a bit muted one.
Yeah, I think that's the most important point, that it is not that there is a degrowth or anything. It's not as high growth as in other products. So it's stays as the nominal thing. And 2-3 years, it was a very high growth. And therefore, there is a bit of a slowdown. We are not bothered with this a lot. And the margin, in fact, if I were to just simply mathematically remove the you know, the LTI numbers, my margin percentage also would have been higher. But anyway, it is a cost which we have decided to defray to our you know, hardworking teams. So we will keep that, and that will be the feature. And we have also said that these values would be reassessed by the actuarial valuations as every period, as the accounting norms are. So we'll take that as it comes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Aditya, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the participant, we'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity and festive greetings for the entire team. Sir, on this margin plan side, some color in terms of the commercial category. You indicated last quarter there were some inventory-related adjustments and that led to margin pressure. So now with this type of competitive intensity which you are seeing, do you see some improvement for the commercial category also in terms of margins going ahead, or this is something which may continue to be there in the next few quarters?
See, we need to understand which commercial category we're talking about. Commercial refrigeration, commercial air conditioning, or commercial project. What exactly is the question about? Which category is he referring to?
So, the problem is basically commercial refrigeration, right? There we have seen some margin softness in the quarter.
Okay. Vijay, you were answering. Did you continue?
Yeah,
or then
yeah. I said commercial refrigeration, you know, last year, last quarter when we talked about, it was a QCO things which have been brought in by the government on components, so therefore there was some inventory, and that inventory needed to be liquidated. So that was the issue in the last quarter. So that's now gone. That's not a issue anymore. And from here we'll have to see if there is a you know, really a slowdown on the capital in investments within the industry. You know, whether it be the ice cream manufacturers or whether it be
other consumers or other business users of these products. So this quarter we have seen there is a kind of a slowdown on that investment, and we will wait and watch on this thing. We have some orders which we will be willing to complete, which will be filling going forward.
So what, you know, what we observed during this, you know, last 2-3 quarters in this category, as also mentioned by my colleague, you know, people were holding stock and they were building stocks for the summer season. But, you know, as unfortunately the QCO came in place actually and they wanted to liquidate those inventories, they were a bit desperate, some of the brands. And since they were selling, we were reasonably placed in terms of inventory and all because our sales and secondary sales have been reasonably good. But because the competition, as you rightly said, competition intensity or their anxiety to liquidate those stocks which were not QCO compliant. So they were trying to liquidate at discounted prices in the marketplace. So which was exerting pressure on all of us to compete, to remain competitive in the marketplace. And therefore, the markets are a bit shrunk in this category. For the moment. So I think now we have passed that stage. Most of that has been cleared by the brands. And now I think we will start looking at this category also going forward.
Got it, sir. Sir, lastly, if you can highlight what was the price increase which we have taken to pass on the near-term commodity cost pressure which you indicated, that that will be all from my side.
So, in which category, sir, you said we have been able to pass on the commodity?
In UCP, sir. You indicated it that...
UCP, as in, basically as in room ACs, I'm saying, firstly I'll talk about, in roughly around 3-4%, you know, price increase we had, passed on in the marketplace in the last quarter two. And in probably refrigerator washing machine also, if I'm not mistaken, roughly around 2.5-3% odd margins have been, commodity price or hike has been passed into the market.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today's conference call. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Nair for the closing comments.
Very thank you to everyone and particularly the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. Wishing all the very best and a very happy Diwali to you and all the participants. Thank you very much, sir.
I will take this opportunity. I also like to take this opportunity to wish all of you a very, very happy Diwali and all the festivals around this year. And also I'd like to thank all the investors and our consumers to this call for posing faith in this brand and continue to allow us to grow this with the speed. Thank you very much once again.
Happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you. Thank you.
On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.